We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Let's play a little game we like to call Festivus Friday. 576-7798. Let's go. We got a couple lines open if you want to get in and air your grievance on this Festivus Friday. Hang tight. We got to do the intro.
Mm-hmm.
And you are first up, okay?
Oh!
Yep. 576-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
Smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
All right, Sam is getting the phone lines loaded up for us. Thank you, Sam. And David, Alice, and Tom, you guys are already in. We've got another one ringing. We'll get to you in just a moment. But first, Dana Wright, your grievance of the week.
I think a lot of people will share this one. The photos have started to circulate of the mystery boxes that must remain sealed. And all it says on the outside of the box is, do not open, hold for Kansas City, clinch.
The AFC Championship.
Every
t-shirts.
Year we see this, the t-shirts are in. And if you open the box, isn't it like a $50,000 fine?
It's my understanding. I won't say the name or the location, yeah. But I have a buddy whose business was selling these t-shirts last year when Kansas City won the AFC Championship. And I remember going in that Sunday morning into his store, and he's standing next to these big boxes. And I said, hey, man, what's going on? He goes, I'm stuck here for the day. And I go, what do you mean, stuck here? And he pointed to the box. He goes, the boxes. And I go, oh, the t-shirts. And he goes, yeah, $50,000 fine if we open them early.
I just think it's a jinx. Don't do it. I don't want to see the merch. I don't want to think about it. Let's just play the game and go from there.
Well, you're not going to see the merch.
I know, but I don't even want to see the box.
And if they don't win, it's on a plane over to Africa, probably.
Knock it off.
576-7798. Let's go to David in Leawood. First in is always first up. Hello, David.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm the cherry pie guy that talked to you a few weeks ago, and I'm really not a nutcase, but, you know, in spite of what my wife says. But anyhow.
He is a nut.
That was my wife. Anyway, we were looking at the grocery ads this week, and I know I can't mention but there's a grocery chain here that has a wonderful bakery, and they had deep dish cherry pie on sale for $9.99. And so we went to the grocery store today and bought a couple of cherry pies. I was going to give one to Dana and Parks, and they could share it. You guys could share it with your staff if you wanted to, or you could fight over it, or whatever you decided to do. But my complaint is, I can't give you the cherry pie. intercom, I can't get to you.
Well, David, I think that is the sweetest thing, and thank you. And you are right when you say you can't get in. There's no one really here.
Or can you not find the building?
Oh no, I know where the building is. Oh. Say the address there and the suite number and all of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx, you know.
Well, here's what I will tell you, David, and we appreciate that more than you know. You take that pie and enjoy it with your wife.
That's right. That's right.
You 100%. But I love that you thought of us, and I love cherry pie.
This building is on complete lockdown ever since COVID, and nobody is working the front desk anymore, at least not now.
Even my son couldn't get in.
Alice in Kansas City. Alice, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is with food delivery drivers or other delivery drivers who cannot read instructions that you put in the app. Google shows our house like half a block down. And I mean, sometimes they'll just turn around. They're like, they have no idea. And I'm calling them. And I said, one of these days I'm going to say, do you know how to read?
Now, Alice, I am not challenging your grievance.
No.
Because you said some of these people are bringing you groceries. Is that correct?
It's groceries.
Yeah.
It is food. We have to order food sometimes, like from, you know, the major places that deliver for
yeah.
Sure. Food. Well, I will only tell you this because we had a caller last week who delivers these groceries to people like yourself and many, many others here in Kansas City. And I can only assure you, and I understand your grievance, and you have been heard loud and clearly, but I assure you the grievance goes both ways.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, 70% of these customers suck.
I forgot about that.
Tom in Kansas City. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I love our show.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us do it.
Hey, my complaint is I work in construction. I drive a pickup that's diesel where I can pull trailers. And anytime I need to go to an establishment to get diesel, there's always cars at the diesel pumps filling up with regular fuel when there's 15 other regular fuel tanks.
Yeah.
Open. And we have to wait. And then they go inside, get their drink, come back while we're waiting. We only have selected pumps.
It is a great grievance, Tom.
Mm-hmm. That is a good grievance, man. From the text line, my grievance is the one place in Kansas City I have not been is the Kiss Cave Museum in Roland Park. I hear I'm out of luck. I heard it closed. That is correct.
Closed for good.
No, it's not. The Kiss Cave is temporarily closed and being relocated.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know that your husband, I think it's your husband, maybe it's you, can relate to this one. My grievance is I cannot bear to watch one more injection on TV.
Yep.
Is it just me? I cringe every time.
That would be Mr. Ketz.
And it's not just you.
Larry in Leawood. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Larry, this is Lord. Hey, Larry, I got my grievance is with Scott, and that's because being a citizen in Roland Park and letting those people with those mail order degrees do their traffic engineering design over on Roland Park.
You mean on Roe? Do you mean the redo on Roe Boulevard? Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. It's horrible. They put those extra little curves in there. I drove through there with a dually pickup the other day and hit the curb. and I started looking at all the black marks that are already on the brand new curbs. It's clear I'm not the only one having problems with that layout they did through that new town there.
Well, tell you what, I'll do a little research on it and find out why they did it that way.
Okay.
I would imagine it has a lot to do with people speeding.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the thing about it is that the lanes are actually very narrow, too. And they put in a couple places, they got very wide, the grass strip in the middle, media strip. But the lanes are really narrow. It's like, I can't imagine that somebody really was thinking through what they did there.
Okay, buddy. All right. I'll look into it and figure out why they redid Road Boulevard the way they did. I promise. 576-7798. 576-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra brings you Festivus Friday. Let's see here. Okay. All right. Deborah in Raymore. Hello, Deborah.
Well, good afternoon. How are you today?
Well, we're doing quite well. Thank you.
Yes. I am grieving today the systematic demotion of our beloved Sam Stevie III, from producer to screener.
Sam, is this your mom?
No, this is not my mom.
And to apparently personal assistant. Didn't someone call you today and you said, am I your personal assistant? And I go, sure.
Public relations specialist. Actually.
Public relations specialist.
Which I think is a promotion from call screener.
I agree.
Well, definitely from call screener. But we listen every single day. And when people call up and say, well, I was just talking to your call screener. Wait a minute. We know your name.
I was just talking to Sam. You're right.
There are only three people. I know that the way this show sounds going out over the air, you must think that there are 50 people working behind the scenes.
Or two.
There's one. There's one person that sort of works behind the scenes, and that's Sam. At the other time, when he's not working behind the scenes, he's working on the scenes.
The greatest man in all of radio.
He is the greatest man in all of radio.
That's right. So when people call in and say, I was just talking to your screener, you need to say, I was just talking to Sam.
That's right.
Thanks, Deborah.
I like that.
Thanks, Mom. Andy in Lenexa. Andy, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So I've heard about the National Guard troops out in Washington, and my grievance this week is kind of how they were thrown out into the cold. Being a 21-year National Guard veteran myself, I can totally appreciate the process that goes into planning and getting everything together for food and restrooms and whatnot to take care of troops. But it's frustrating to hear that, you know, during the political transfer of power this past week, that it kind of felt like our National Guard soldiers were forgotten about out there. And I'm retired now, so I don't really have a dog in the fight anymore, but I've definitely experienced a few times when I kind of felt like I was forgotten about, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to those guys because, you know, I know that job's not easy in Washington, D.C.
Amen.
And it's not easy anywhere else.
Andy, can I add to your grievance?
Go ahead.
They have moved them back inside to the Capitol in the last, I think, 24 hours, and you have to remember the Bidens were the parents of a once National Guard soldier, now deceased. And I would add to your grievance that the Capitol police officers who did everything they could to save members of Congress a couple of weeks ago, I have been livid that they are now being kind of pushed around over certain members who don't want to follow security protocols and go through the metal detector screens. And there was a congressman today that showed up with a gun. And that makes me angry because, Andy, what American listening hasn't had to go through that at the airport? And we take our shoes off and we go through all of the security protocols that people tell us to do. And for them to thumb their nose at the very Capitol police officers that stood in charge of saving those members last week by saying, well, I'm too big. I don't have to go through a metal detector. Just makes me furious.
Why don't you go for a walk and then come back?
Or I said to Scott off the air today, Andy, why don't you go pull that in an airport and get back with us and let us know how it works out?
Right. And I don't, you know, obviously we don't talk about politics on our show. But, you know, there definitely needs to be some humble pie served to some members of Congress and the Senate that need to remember where they came from in society and the people that they serve.
Amen.
As elected representatives. You guys have a great weekend.
You too.
You do the same. Thank you for your service,
Standing
Andy.
Standing in line with the rest of us is where they be, where they would be.
Josh in North Kansas City. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. So I haven't been listening as long as a lot of people have, but something that I've kind of caught on to, I feel like a lot of reports on this show, I don't listen before Jamie and Wicket or Jamie and Grayson now, but I listen to them and you guys, and a lot of reports, there's Overland Park, Shawnee, there aren't as many inclusive stats provided or reports about the Missouri suburbs and stuff around Kansas City. You guys kind of just focus on Missouri, Kansas City, and Kansas for the most part. It's not all inclusive. It's not 100% of the time.
Josh, it's a great point. You mean instead of Independence, no. Lee Summit, Platte City, Blue Springs?
There's been some reports on Independence, you know, but I do have one more I want to squeeze in real quick. I'll make it quick. KU fans, the only thing they're good at is waiting for basketball season.
Thank you for the call, right, Josh.
Let's go to Bill in Overland Park. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Scott.
Hey.
Longtime listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
So my grievance is with the no-driving fools who can't make a left turn on Roe Avenue without leaving black marks on my new concrete.
That's right.
I mean, the craftsmanship that went in to make Roland Park beautiful,
yep,
and make everything flow through there. There's a lot of people that did a lot of hard work, and you got these guys that can't put down their phones long enough to pay attention to where the curbs are at and making their turns. They just make a mess. They make everything look terrible.
Bill, do you live in Roland Park? Because we shut our city down for 6 months for that new boulevard, and these out-of-towners come in there, and they go chalking up our curbs.
I drive up and down Roe Avenue every morning and every evening back and forth to work, and I've watched that project from its genesis to its almost end.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a pain in the butt when it's all torn up. But it was worse when they were digging that trench down the middle of the hot of the road for that pipe that they laid.
All right. Hey,
so
hey, all right,
it's
man.
Even better.
All right, got your grievance in. Do appreciate it. 576-7798. Phil, Giselle, and the others, hang tight. You guys are all next. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray.
All right, let's get to it. Got a full board. When somebody finishes their call, that's your cue to get in if you wish. It is Festivus Friday. Phil in Lenexa. Phil, good afternoon. Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hey, we need more Dana-isms on Friday to end the week. That needs to be a whole segment.
I'm not sure about that, Phil.
Hey, I want to hear the story again about her cat and how it almost died in her bra on the closet.
That one's true. The cat was hung by the bra.
True story.
Did he smother or did he choke?
He choked. Ladies, do not hang your bra on your bedroom door if you have cats. Because he started playing with it and he got tangled in it. And then, you know, he panicked and mm-hmm. tried to run and then went around and around and around. And it just started tightening and tightening and tightening. I looked over and he was going, bah!
Hey, maybe cats better be careful and learn that story.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
If I played a few Dana-isms for you, would that make you happy?
Oh, that'd rock, baby.
All right. Stand by. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Sam, I do one. You do one. I do one. You do one. You ready? Here we go. All right, here it is.
Why threaten her? She took a ball to the throat. Balls in the air. Do you know what those balls feel like in my mouth? Seriously? You can bump me all day long and twice on Sundays for $10,000. Here's my thing. Back I go.
Yeah.
And then I go to release, and that wet spot stuck. Want to lick it? You just gently tug it, because here's what they said. If you tug it hard, they don't want it to break it. My ass hurt when I left there. I don't want to put something in my mouth that tastes like poop. There's no hole. There's no hole to put that thing in. If there was a way that I could shove all of that in, I would. I want to bang and you bang. We both bang. I think intensity is how hard I pull on it. I was going to say, plug the hole and let me go. Pick it straight out with a slow and steady motion. She comes out. She's got two balls. And I'm looking. I'm like, which one do I want? Because one was blue and one was red.
I bet one was
blue.
Well,
the red one didn't fit.
Okay. By the way, every single thing we just played had nothing to do with what you think it had to do with. That's what makes it a Dana-ism. Giselle in Sugar Creek. Hello, Giselle.
Hi. You guys are so ornery. How funny. My grievance is with the United States Post Office.
Oh, what happened?
Well, no good deed goes unpunished. Mm-hmm. I bought a secondhand car. It was only $3,000 for my cousin who needed transportation. She lives out in the middle of Kansas. And I got the car. I got the bill of sale. I went over and got it inspected. I had all the paperwork I needed. New Year's Eve, and I thought, well, I'm going to send it priority mail. Wrong decision.
Oh, no. Don't tell me they lost it.
My cousins were supposed to get the paperwork on January 5th. After all kinds of phone calls and, bless her heart, everything on her part, they called her today and said, we're sorry, but we've lost it.
And man, I'm telling you, Giselle, I don't even know where to begin when you lose something like a title to a car. It is a paperwork during a pandemic.
Doesn't the state keep a copy?
And who would one call right now to get a hold of someone at the state?
You know, the
title
person.
State lady.
Yeah. And dealing with the Missouri Department of Revenue is a nightmare in and of itself.
Giselle, man, good luck.
Oof.
I would just buy another car. Just call it a day. It'd be easier.
Take that thing to the nearest cliff. Just put an umbrella down there between the seat and the accelerator. Just send it right over. Mike in North Kansas City. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon, you guys. Hey, my grievance is you drive around town on a street that needs to be paved, and the city resurfaces it. They stripe it. It's great. You're all happy. And 2 weeks later, you come along, and there's a utility company digging it up.
Don't
know why the cities and the utility companies can't get together and go, hey, on March 1st, we're going to resurface 39th Street from KU Med all the way to Rainbow Boulevard. So if you got any water or gas or telephone or anything else you want to dig under there, get it done by March 1st, because we're resurfacing that street. And lo and behold, you drive there 2 weeks later, and it's all torn up again.
What a waste. What a waste.
I mean, it's frustrating, and Sam made a good point. You know, once the city resurfaces in that street, they're not going to resurface it again for probably 20, 25 years. So you get we made 25 holes, so now we got intermittent new concrete or asphalt that doesn't match the entire overlay that the city just put down.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, it's frustrating.
It's a good one, and what a waste, and thank you for the call.
Charlotte in Harrisonville. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, how are you today?
We're doing well, thank you.
Well, I'm looking at a letter sent from Cass County mm-hmm. commissioners. Apparently, they don't agree with Quentin Lucas's canceling if there's a Super Bowl parade, and has offered up Cass County to host such a parade and celebration, which I find amusing. because I can't think of one place in Cass County that could host such a thing. And if you go into the grocery store right now, almost half of the people are not wearing masks.
Oh, so you're thinking if they were to have it, if they were to work out the logistics, you're saying this would become a super spreader event anyway.
I'm the biggest Chiefs fan I think there is, and I'm definitely disappointed with, you know, to me, let's have the fans do a parade, and we'll just drive in our vehicle social distance to Arrowhead.
A car parade!
But, yeah, why not? You know, but I just thought that was hilarious. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. There's no place in Cass County that could handle that amount of people.
All right. Thank you very much, Charlotte. I had not heard that news that there's talk of trying to organize a parade down in Cass County if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. From the text line, the gal who called in earlier, Dana, regarding the car title, mm-hmm. she wouldn't have a problem with the title if she would buy a title box.
Right?
Fair point.
Thank you.
Everybody has a title box.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I mean, it's hard to find one anymore. They're selling so fast. From the text line, I'm over at Coach's Bar and Grill. People are asking me if I'm all right. I'm crying, laughing so hard at the Dana-isms. And lastly, there needs to be a pee break warning for women of a certain age before you ever air another Dana-ism again. Okay. Miles in St. Joe. Hello, Miles.
Hello, you guys. How y'all doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
All right. So I've been meaning to call in for a few weeks, but I haven't had a chance during the 5 o'clock hour. So, there's really three grievances to this part, so I'll make it quick. One, we had to sell our dairy herd for various reasons on the 6th.
You had to sell
your dairy herd. Okay.
Yeah. So, all the cows are gone, so that's kind of hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, we sold them in Wisconsin, and we were driving. We're going to drive up that night behind the two trucks, and my Highlander. But that morning, I hit a deer, so that obviously didn't happen. Then I took it to the shop, $8,500 in damages.
Wow!
And I'm not 21 yet, so I can't rent a car. So I'm now using the farm pickup because I can't rent a car.
Oh, Miles, I am so sorry. You're right. Is it 21 or 25 to rent a car?
It's 21.
It's 21.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Yeah, so if I'd only hit the deer 8 months in the future, I could be renting a car. So
here's what I will ask. If you had $8,500 in damage to your car from hitting a deer, how bad was that wreck?
It came out of nowhere, and I hit it at 55 miles an hour. Ooh. So it smashed the bezel into the, you know,
right.
Smashed the bezel, it smashed the radiator, it smashed the transmission.
Well, we're just glad you're okay. Those things scare me to death. Were you on K-10?
No, I was up in North Missouri.
Fine. All right, you be safe, Miles.
You all too.
You too. Right. Okay, be real. When are you guys going to release Dana-isms on a CD? Never. That way you have to listen to the show. We're not dumb. Mom,
how many are in there? I don't even know where they are.
There's, what would you say, Sam, 200? Probably. Maybe 150?
Enough to fill more than one CD.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do the collector's set.
We can play more if you want. Dana?
No, I'm good.
You're tuned out.
576-7798. Mike, Allen, and the others, hang tight. 576-7798. More Festivus Friday on the other side. I have a grievance. I can't take it anymore. My grievance, and I've been dealing with it all week and I haven't said a word, is the company blanket email chain that goes around.
Two words, reply all.
Oh my God. This started on Monday in this building with the Chiefs and the Bills in the AFC Championship game. And I lost count of how many reply all emails I've been given between everybody arguing about the Bills and the Chiefs.
It's about 65 emails deep because people are replying all.
Yes. Stop.
You're not supposed to reply all.
And can see, we remove the reply all button from all email programs?
And see, we have radio stations in upstate New York. And, of course, we have a radio
station.
Fun
little rivalry.
I don't want the, well, we're going to kick your ass, too. Go Bills. Oh, my God. One more. And then, of course, everybody else replies, go Chiefs. And I'm like, oh, my God, stop. I'm working.
Why do I have 636 emails in my inbox?
Oh, my God. Quit with the company-wide banter back and forth about a game that you don't know anything about yet. Mike in Blue Springs. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm now that I got that off my chest, I'm doing much better.
I got a driving grievance. Before, we used to turn a right turn on red after stop. Nobody does that anymore. And if you turn a left turn and a right turn, it's two lanes. You ought to be able to turn at the same time because you're supposed to take your inner lane. And the other one was, when you turn into the center lane, waiting to pull into a lane, you're supposed to stop, not drive all the way down there and keep up with the traffic. It's like people don't know how to drive anymore. Mm. I thought it used to be right turn after stop.
Unless you're told no right turn on red.
Right, yes. Unless there's a sign or something, sure.
Right, but people are making right turns and they're not even stopping.
Evildoers.
Keep going.
It's a good grievance, Mike. I'm glad I got you in, man. You have a good weekend. Alan in Overland Park. Hello, Alan.
Hey, good evening, you two. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I got a grievance. And today, piggybacking off of what Mike had there a little bit, people on the Southern Overland Park can't drive. They don't know what stop signs are. They don't know what turning at an intersection is. They shortcut all. I just almost got hit three times a day going to two grocery stores by people shortcutting corners.
Hmm. Yeah.
Not stopping at the stop sign or whatever. Just pulling up and just, you know, taking a left and taking up half the lane that you're about to turn right in. And it happens every day to me. Every day somebody cuts me off that if I'm not paying attention and don't stop my car,
yeah.
I would T-bone them or they would T-bone me. Every day.
Wow.
I mean, I'm like,
are you sure? No, wait, sometimes. Alan, are you sure it's not you?
I know.
It's like it keeps happening to me.
I have a little race car on my foot, but I know how to slow down when there's a car parked in the middle of the road. It's a two-lane road. Just car parked on the side. Just slow down for the car coming at you if your car's on your lane, right? You don't punch it to try to get past that parked car as someone's coming at you head-on.
All right, Alan, you are in, my friend. I can hear the passion in your grievance. Scott in Kansas City. Scott, hello.
Hey, thanks for letting me in. Hey, I don't have a grievance. I just had an idea with the Dana-isms.
Okay.
Put them on the CD and then sell them for charity. Give all that money to charity.
Hmm. Hmm.
And what charity would want to be tied to that?
Y'all pick one. Y'all do the bowling fundraiser. You can put it to that.
Okay.
Yeah, but who wants the sex-tinged, even though she's really not talking about sex, Dana-isms? He just left. Oh, no, you're still there. Oh, sorry, Scott.
I'm still here.
I mean, obviously, we can't give that to Catholic Charities or Sisters of Mercy. They're out.
I mean, I'm sure the police fund would appreciate it. I mean, they could see the humor in it.
Okay. Scott, well, I'm not even going to knock your idea. It's a good idea. Let us mull that one over, okay?
We're going to mull that over, Scott.
We're going to think about it. We're going to tug on it. We're going to put it back in.
Do you know how long it would take to string all those clips together? It would take hours.
About 5 minutes.
And yeah. Hours.
No, it wouldn't. They're in alphabetical order.
Oh, God.
I think I honestly could get all of those clips into one clip in about 15 minutes.
They're all like 1 to 5 seconds long.
Okay. I don't think there's a charity in the world that would like to be associated with that little thing that you've done there.
We haven't done it. You did it. Last but not least, Lisa in Lee's Summit. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. So I don't have a grievance, but I have a little bit of a family thing going on. It's not anything serious. I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York, and my whole family is still up there, and they are huge Bills fans. I moved to Missouri, and I'm a big Chiefs fan, so I really hope they win this game because they got to.
They've got to.
I agree with you on that. You would never hear the end of it.
No, I wouldn't.
All right. Hey, good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Be well.
There's something in my butt.
What'd you just say?
There's something in my butt.
We got to run, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Chiefs. 5:40 on Sunday. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all the world, Sam Stevie III. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back Monday at 2 o'clock, hopefully with the Chiefs win under our belt, right? Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.